The coronavirus is a public health crisis, but it is also causing economic pain here in Bloomington Normal. Ryan Denham has our first report on the economic impact of COVID-19 even before the first confirmed case in central Illinois.
2020 got off to a pretty strong start for the Bloomington Normal hotel industry. Bookings were solid thanks to big events like the Illinois High School Theater Festival at Illinois State University. And Grossinger Motors Arena in Bloomington hosted three state finals for wrestling, competitive cheer, and competitive dance. Now the coronavirus has changed all that.
So it's killing us.
That's Ray Sarisa, president of the Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association. He's also general manager at the DoubleTree Hotel and Conference Center in Bloomington.
We had a very, very positive outlook for our market and for the year. And, you know, this week we just took three, four steps back, which is frustrating.
Two major Bloomington Normal events have already been canceled, the Special Olympics Illinois State Basketball Tournament and a robotics competition for high schoolers at ISU. Special Olympics event led to 900 room bookings for 3,000 visitors. The robotics competition had 1,000 people and 225 hotel rooms. Now those people, those bookings are all gone. And so is their trickle-down spending. Here's Crystal Howard, president and CEO of the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Any kind of dining that they would have out here, and shopping. I mean, those are the things that visitors do when they're in our community.
Howard says the estimated economic impact for the Special Olympics tournament alone was $287,000.
Our industry is the industry right now that is getting hurt the most because people are not traveling.
Leisure and hospitality is the third largest employment sector in the Bloomington Normal economy. There are around 12,000 leisure and hospitality jobs here as of December. It's about 13% of all non-farm jobs in the area. Workers in that sector are among the lowest wage earners in Bloomington Normal. Their average weekly wage is about $331, well under the countywide average of $1,000. The coronavirus could impact those workers the most. At the DoubleTree Hotel and Conference Center in Bloomington, Ray Sarisa says he's already instituted a hiring freeze and is cutting back on hours for some of his 125 employees. He says the typical room attendant or housekeeper, for example, can clean around 16 rooms per day.
You know, when I have a crew on, they usually leave about 3, 4 o'clock. Yesterday, they were all out around 1, you know, so we are seeing hours just automatically being shaved because of the lack of work.
And it's not just major event cancellations that are reducing bookings. Business travel has also slowed. State Farm just extended its business travel restrictions through April. Ray Sarisa says the insurer has also stopped allowing some externals, like outside vendors, onto its Bloomington campus, further decreasing demand.
Yeah, it's scary. I thought being in the middle of the Midwest, you know, we'd be isolated from a lot of this, and we'd be the last to be impacted, but that's not the case. Yesterday, the entire country was impacted.
One last sign of how much the coronavirus is shaking up life in Bloomington Normal. 2020 was going to be the 97th consecutive season of the American Passion Play, normally at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Now the BCPA is closed through mid-April. Crystal Howard says the show was canceled. I'm Ryan Denham.